Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Should we expect the Pelicans to contend for a spot in the playoffs right away? You know where Bobby and I stand. Bobby a little more optimistic, saying, you know, 40-45 wins, playoff fringe. I say no, 30-35. I know Ollie Cosell and I have talked about this before, and Ollie's joining the program now, editor-in-chief of thebirdwrites.com and at Ollie Cosell on Twitter. That's OLEHKOSEL. Ollie, how you doing tonight, bud?
Doing good. Seth, Bobby, how are you guys?
Good. You know, Ollie, when I look at where the Pelicans are at, explain to the audience that what it would mean if they get off to a fast start. Because, you know, like we kind of a society, what have you done for me lately? And that I know it's football season come November, December. But to keep the snowball rolling forward, wouldn't it be like an unbelievable situation because Zion's coming to town, the Zion train is already here, and that how we structured, that you could give the fans hope come November, December, because if not, you know how we are around here, it's kind of like the Saints with LSU. Okay, we'll watch basketball in February. But what is your take on that? As far as the brand to promote it going forward to get off to a great start?
Well, undoubtedly, I think everybody would like to see them get off to a fast start. And you've got to think at least maybe what half the fans, they don't really quite understand, even to this day probably, of what has really taken place. And all they want is basically to prove it, right? Mm-hmm. Show me some wins, because that's all I keep hearing about whenever I get in arguments right. About why Alvin Gentry was kept, you know, something like that, why certain players should be retained. But yeah, so my expectation kind of sits in steps where I think they're going to win about 30, 35 games. But again, you get off to a fast start, then you're going to energize that whole city. And you're going to be able to keep those good times rolling, like you were just saying, Bobby, jumping from that, you know, the hiring of all these great front office candidates like David Griffin, Swing Cash. And then you can carry it through the draft. And it seems like, you know, at first glance, it looked like David Griffin did really well in turning that Lakers fourth pick in a lot of good young players. So if they could get off to a fast start, yeah, like I said, you get the whole city behind you. But then here's the problem. Then half of that population I just talked about that is kind of more the casual follower. Right. Suddenly they've got expectations right. For you. So that can both be a good and bad thing. But overall, yeah, there's not going to be a downside overall. You know, there may be a little bit of murmuring like maybe, hey, here comes some more Gentry fire chance. But overall, I don't think too many are expecting playoffs in the first round. They just want to see this team kind of congeal, come together, and hopefully – watch Zion do his thing.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to watch this team next year. Okay, so we've got free agency starting on Saturday, on June 30th, Sunday, I guess, June 30th. Let's start with the Pelicans free agents, Ollie. The two big mm-hmm. ones that they've got to make decisions on, unrestricted guys, Elfrid Payton and Julius Randle. What do you think happens with them?
Julius Randle, I think, is done here. He's going to be seeking and he's going to be able to land a big contract that's going to be worth, I'm thinking, at least Ryan Anderson money, which was, you know, he left here for the Houston Rockets for 4 years, $80 million. You've got to think Randle's going to get at least that because he's not even in his prime yet. He's coming off almost a 20-10 season, and there's going to be a lot of teams with a lot of money that aren't going to end up with those top choices out there. You know, once the Jimmy Butlers, the Tobias Harrises are gone, Chris Middleton, it's going to be that next year that's going to include Julius Randle. So, you know, I can foresee maybe a team like either the Suns or especially the Knicks. Now there's rumors that the Knicks may be after him. So either way, you can't expect David Griffin to retain him. He's going to be costing, like I said, that $20 million a year, especially at a position that Zion Williamson is basically got tied to for at least the next hopeful 10 to 15 years, which is that four spot, that point forward spot. So Randle's gone. But on the other hand, I think Payton's got a real good chance to come back. I mean, let's face it, the city loves him. He loves the city back. And Payton was originally supposed to be brought into New Orleans as a backup for Rondo. Well, that didn't happen. So it sounds like if he was willing to come back and understand his role back then, who's to say he wouldn't now, right? Because a lot of teams now have their point guard, their starting point guard. You got to think his market still isn't there. I mean, we saw all those triple-doubles, but overall, last year was a disappointment for Alfred. So I don't think he's going to have a lot of strong suitors chase him. Therefore, if Griffin needs and wants a backup guy that can facilitate this offense, that's going to be key. I know that there's a lot better shooters at point guard, but you know what? We've seen this offense under Alvin. It's run best when you've got a ball-first guy, that great facilitator. So I would love to see, in case Lonzo gets hurt, we have a legitimate backup.
Yeah.
I mean, those Tim Frazier's of the world, we didn't enjoy those times too much.
No, we didn't. Those are great points, right? Depth of the position is good. It's Ollie Cosello, the Bird Rights, joining us here on Sports Talk. Some free agents that we might see the Pelicans target. Bobby, I know you're high on Bojan Bogdanovic, right? This is a guy, small forward, very good three-point shooter from Indiana you're interested in.
Yeah, now, you know, Ollie, I want your take on this because, you know, when you're prioritizing, I should say, the wings over the center position, and then I look at it, he might be the best option. If you look at it, he averaged a career-high 18 points a game with the Pacers, and then he was drilling, to say the least, 42.5% with the three-point attempts, and he's a career 39% shooter from the deep. Because I'm just looking at shooters. I'm looking at this cat. I know he's 30 years of age, but can you work out a deal with him?
I think so. I think that a lot of teams, and the Pelicans included, are still looking at shooting. I mean, that's the number one thing that everybody seemingly now needs in this modern NBA. So Pelicans are going to be probably just one of 8 to 10 teams if they are after him. So that's the problem.
Right.
Do we want to almost come near max money, you know, kind of that mid-level type of max where I'm talking $25 million a year? I don't know if I would pay him that amount.
Is that kind of Drew? Of Drew Holiday money? Kind of the same, same kind of money.
Exactly. So there's certain players that you want to throw it at. Others, like the Otto Porters of the world, it doesn't usually work out. I mean, look at what happened with Alan Crabb, right? Portland threw in the max because New Jersey at the time, Brooklyn chased him hard, ended up signing that contract, and now you know he's just been pretty much an anchor on rosters since then. So you don't want to go for a player, especially now, Bobby. He's a great player, and he's got that shooting, but do you want to tie that much money up for the next 3 years when, honestly, the Pelicans should be in developmental mode? Championship contender is not going to happen, I think, for at least 3 years. So chasing those type of parts, you know, you just got to be careful. I hope that David Griffin's smart and careful, and we got to expect he will be.
Well, Ollie, when you look at the five and Okafor and all of a sudden what he brought to the table at the end of the season – and then Jackson Hayes, the draft pick, and the expectations there. Are you a Brooks Lopez fan or what? What is your take on the five as far as the Pelicans going forward?
That's my number one option if Brooke Lopez is still kind of available, right? Al Horford speaking 4 years, kind of $100 million. Same thing with Nikola Vucevic out of the Orlando Magic. Brooke Lopez deserves that same amount if those guys are seeking that as well. But, you know, he took $3 million last year to sign with the Milwaukee Bucks. And really, since he left the Nets, he hasn't gotten those top figures.
Right.
But everybody's raving about what he did with Milwaukee. So the shooting, that pain presence, and, of course, defending the rim, he can do all of it. So I think there's going to be a market. But like I said, that's the guy I want to see David Griffin chase. There's not too many of them around. And around Zion, you want to put a shooter, Bobby. You want to spread that floor so this kid can fly through the lane. Same with Drew Holiday.
Finally here, before we let you go, Ollie, any other names you might see the Pelicans be linked to this weekend? Is that Rudy Gay, Danny Green, some of the lower mid-tier free agents?
Yeah, one guy, and I'm going to stick with centers, is you keep an eye on Kevin Looney, who is with the Warriors, who would make a great role model, I think, for Jackson Hayes. We saw what Looney was able to do to Draymond Green. Well, there's been those comparisons of Zion to Draymond where, you know, they can do a lot on both ends, and you just provide an athletic center who can guard multiple positions. Well, that's Looney. So we saw him work well with Green, in Golden State. Another name, another center, I know, but Dwayne Dedmon out of Atlanta. He can shoot the three ball. He's 7 feet, grab your rebound. He was on a real good contract with the Hawks over the last few years, making about $7 million a year. Undoubtedly, he's going to see that double at least. But like I said, that's what I wanted to see the Pels chase. Look, we've got a lot of young guys at the 1, 2, and 3, so there's a lot of development there. But you want them to have their minutes. That's why I think it's key. Let's get some bigs. Maybe even bring Nikola Mirotic back for 1 or 2 years.
That's great points. Great stuff here from Ollie Cosell, editor-in-chief of thebirdrights.com. You can follow his work and all of his staff's work there every single day. Bookmark that page and follow Ollie on Twitter, at Ollie Cosell. Bobby, you got one more?
Well, you know, Seth and Ollie, I'm glad you brought up Dwayne Dedman. I'm looking at it with 30.5% from the three-point line. When you talk about like knocking it down, when you're spreading the court, so people don't realize, listen, Pelicans fans don't even know who in the hell Dwayne Dedman is. But, you know, if you look what he did with the Hawks, I mean, that's why you got to do your homework. And listen, you trust the organization that they understand the three-point shooting, what it takes, and can you have that guy come into the fold? I mean, it might be a Dwayne Dedman. And Pelicans fans might say, who? What? Dwayne Dedman? Who in the hell is that?
They would know his name. He starts knocking those shots down, right, Ollie?
Right.
That's right.
Ollie, hey, really appreciate it tonight, man. We'll talk to you again.
Absolutely. Thanks, guys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.